There's your answer right there, Rod.
Visiting with Rod, who would like to eliminate a couple desert squirrels that have invaded his storage shed.
Doesn't want to use lethal means.
No lethal means.
Move them.
So, Rod, let me ask you something. You say I went to high school with your sister. Are you still in that general neighborhood?
I'm out in Central Mesa. And,
okay.
I think she you guys went to Chaparral, as I recall.
That's right. It was out in the middle of the desert back then.
I remember. I went to Saguaro, so that okay. was like the competition.
All right. That's right. That's right. Well, listen, Rod. There is a company called Have a Heart that makes traps that trap roof rats, desert squirrels live, and then you can put a good tooth-resistant glove on, carry them to the trunk of your car.
Just keep them in the cage.
Yeah. But I would still say put on a glove, keep them in the cage. And then you can just relocate them to the desert, open the cage, and you have now had a heart to save these squirrels. Now, I'm going to tell you, we've worked with a lot of people. When roof rats hit the valley, we worked with a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you, we found a secret bait that is almost absolutely foolproof. A wedge of orange with a little bit of peanut butter spread on that wedge, put in as the bait, is almost fail-safe guarantee. I don't know what it is about that combination, but they cannot resist it. Now, I don't know. We haven't done the research to determine which type of orange or if you should use Skippy or Jif peanut butter. But
crunchy or smooth.
Crunchy or smooth, I don't know. But
crunchy.
A wedge of sweet citrus with a little peanut butter on it as the bait works almost every time. And we've got your name and number. We were kind of in the side business for a little while of helping all the clients that we remodel their homes over the last 30 years in Arcadia. And they would call us, oh, what can we do? What can we do? So we actually ended up with quite a few of these Have a Hearts and just kind of helped our prior clients. I've got Have a Heart. I've got Have a Heart traps I can loan you, buddy.
Yeah, I bet. I do know the peanut butter works in my reading, and also I have citrus right next to that house, and they pulled a few off of there and torn them apart, you know,
yeah.
over the last year. The other crazy part in the shed is I kicked them out of the main area, you know, where the storage is, and
yes.
now they're digging underneath
yeah.
the shed, and they have about 3 feet of dirt
yeah.
they've
yeah.
dug out. It's crazy.
Yeah, they love living under there, and if you lived in a burrow 6 inches underground, wouldn't you rather have a shade structure over the top of that area than not in the middle of the summer? I know I would. So that's why they love it so much. Well, we've got Rod's contact information. We'll contact him through the course of the business week next week, and I'll get him a couple of Have a Hearts delivered to his house.
And if he would wanted to just get on that this week and start trapping them now,
they're available at PetSmart,
you know,
every place.
Any feed store. Mesa yeah. Feed Barn probably has it. There's a Pratt's Pet in Mesa.
Yep.
I don't know if Tractor Supply has hit Mesa yet. It seems like every time I turn around, there's new Tractor Supply
yep.
popping up. They carry them. No, you can get, or anyone else out there listening that's looking to relocate a pesky animal that, you know, you want to relocate and not to heaven.
That's right.
Our weekly to-dos.
Introduce them to eternity.
If you're following our home maintenance calendar, we bring you something to do every week so we can stay on top of our home maintenance and not let those to-dos stack up. One to-do a week is a lot easier than handling two a week or 50 a week or month, whatever the case may be when you get around to it. So if we can manage one to-do a week, we figure we can stay on top of our home maintenance. That's at least our goal with it. And we're talking about testing your home for radon. Radon comes from decomposing granite, basically.
Which we have lots of in Arizona.
We have a lot of granite in Arizona. And It is outside of smoking the leading cause of lung cancer. And,
it kills more than 20,000 Americans a year. It is a secret, odorless, invisible gas that invades your home, and it's a killer. And the statistics say 1 in 15 homes in America exceed the federal recommended standard.
And the federal recommended standard, according to our research, is 4 PCI/L
picoliter,
which is the equivalent of smoking 8 cigarettes in a day. So the acceptable standard
is still pretty high.
Still pretty high.
Yeah. The World Health Organization would like to see the EPA downgrade that to 2 picoliters, cut it in half, which they should. But the fortunate thing is, if you detect it, and it is fairly easy to detect, and it is fairly inexpensive to test your home. I would tell you this is one of the things every Arizona homeowner should do, because it is so inexpensive to order the test kits. You set them up, open them up, you set them in 2 or 3 places around your house. You allow them to absorb the indoor conditioned space air for a certain amount of time, and then you mail these sources into a lab, and they will come back to you and tell you if you have a radon issue or not. And then if you do, we're very fortunate in Arizona to have Arizona Foundation Solutions. The owner, Bob Brown, has virtually invented a way to evacuate the radon from underneath your house at an extremely affordable price. So it's cheap and easy to find out if you have it. And if you do, it's not horribly expensive to get rid of it. And if you could get rid of a silent killer in your home, wouldn't you do it? Radon is hugely overlooked, especially in Arizona.
Well, and you said 1 in 15 homes in America.
Yeah.
A lot of America, I'm thinking about, you know, Louisiana, and not a lot of rock. So
that's right.
I would venture to say in Arizona we're above the national average just because so many of our homes are on top of decomposing granite.
Now, if you wanted to talk to an expert about it, I would tell you, call Arizona Foundation Solutions.
602-702-5390 if you're in Maricopa County.
And they operate, and they are statewide. Yeah,
Pima County. Pima and Pinal. Of course, 520-762-4160, and they don't have one, a physical site location yet in Flagstaff, but they do have a rep in Flagstaff as well. We don't, and they can redirect you if you just call either one of those two numbers to that, but we don't have that one on our website, so I don't have it in front of me.
Just call the Phoenix office.
That. Yeah, they can. With phone technology today, we can transfer, snap. But and then
for sources of radon, 70% of it sources out of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And it will leak into your home, okay?
And homes with a crawl space, they say, have more because it traps it in there.
It concentrates and underneath there.
That's the trick in getting rid of radon. It's to ventilate, but you want to ventilate and not in a way that...
Exasperate. You want to ventilate without exasperating.
It's not energy efficient. Yeah.
Yeah. Well water contributes 20% of the radon infestation.
Because it's coming up from the ground.
That's right. Building materials and public water are also contributors. So take a look at the information we have on the website today. Like I say, you can order the test kits and test it yourself very, very affordably. It takes about a month to collect the series, send it off to the lab, get it tested, and get the results. Or you can just call Arizona Foundation Solutions. And then, in fact, if the test indicates you do have a problem, then you definitely need to call Arizona Foundation Solutions. They've been in Arizona for a long time. They've been ROSI certified for over 15 years. Bob started in the industry as a mason, went into repairing foundations, and had to find a way to eliminate moisture under homes that were causing lift on the slabs in the foundation. So he invented this method to aerate the soil under your home to dry it out. Well, it also ends up that same system takes the radon out. You ventilate it up a pipe, exhaust it on top of your roof. It's reintroduced to the natural environment, diluted to a safe standard just by natural absorption. And now you have eliminated a health problem in your house.
And the radon testing, I don't believe the kits you send in for, we have a link on here. I meant to check and verify, but I don't think there's a cost on ordering the test kit, is there? Shipping?
I thought there was, but it was pretty nominal.
And that was my point. You know, to test it is next to nothing. And yeah. If you do come up positive, it's one of those things that, you know, it's not nearly as lethal on a timeline as like a carbon monoxide. You know, I've known people that are in their 80s and still smoking, and I'm not recommending that by any means, and it has a different effect on everyone, but it's not like something that you need to get, you know, I got to get this fixed tomorrow. You can schedule it out. You can save up if you need to, whatever the case may be, but I know it's not an expensive repair to properly ventilate with Bob's system. So and there you go. That's your weekly to-do, and you can, if you have the app, and you're following along digitally to keep up on your home maintenance, you can go into your ROSI on the House /app, click the log in, and on your maintenance tab for premium subscribers, you can schedule that in, assign it to a member of the household this week to order that radon kit and get it tested and complete it and keep up with your weekly to-do.
And it never ceases to amaze me. People that won't get it tested. Because when they want to list the house, they want to say they don't know.